And then when we looked at our data set, looking at the impact of hormonal therapy, we did not see a significant difference, but we did see a trend in the BRCA2s, which is the group that you would expect to see since they tend to be ER positive. And then, much to my dismay, we did not see that oophorectomy made a difference in local failure, because we predicted they would. In our second experience, we had indirectly shown that there was a benefit, and other investigators had seen it. We could not show it in this. But we think the reason is because the vast majority of these patients had received chemotherapy, and they were premenopausal, so they probably had been rendered postmenopausal by their chemotherapy, such that doing a risk-reducing salpingo oophorectomy would probably have little additional effect.